and welcome to the Wrestling Figure News Podcast. I'm Justin Kendall, and this week, my guest is Tarver89, a.k.a. Luca. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, man. It's been a while since we talked to each other, at least live, but it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since we chatted, but you are prolific out there in the figure community. People know you from Instagram. They know you from the Wrestling Figs message board. We sort of met through both of those things. And then you are one of the best customizers out there.
Thanks, man. That overwhelms me every time. I'm never actually ready for those compliments, but actually that blows me away. So thank you so much, man. I try to hang out and I try to stay at the level of the great ones like other that we will mention during this episode, I guess. But thanks again, man.
No, you've got some like showcase pieces in my collection. You know, you did the Elite Atom Bomb for me, which I really, really appreciate. You've done like a White Trunks Ric Flair. My Carlito is sitting there right in the front of my Ruthless Aggression section. The Elite that you did for me. So like, I can't thank you enough for doing those for me over the years.
Thanks, man. That's the biggest compliment for me because, you know that I always try to make not the main characters in terms of wrestling figures. I always like to create the hidden gems, I like to call them, especially the guys that I think Mattel will never make or most likely won't make anytime soon. So that's awesome, actually. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of our listeners can go and look at your Instagram page and see some of your work. But let's talk a little bit about WrestleMania because it's coming up very fast and you're going to be coming to the U.S. to see it. So what's that going to be like?
Well, I'm starting to realize in the last couple of weeks that I will come to Mania because I've booked the trip in January with my great buddy Bubble and Squeak, aka Brandon. So he's on Instagram too. And we are very close friends now. We know each other since like, I think 4 or 5 years now. And we had this crazy idea back in January about why don't we try go to Mania? So one night we started looking online for the tickets and for the flights and everything. And all of a sudden we booked everything basically. So now that the plan is coming to life, basically, we're pretty excited about it. And this is my first Mania and arguably the biggest Mania of all time so far. So that's really exciting because we will get to see The Rock live. Roman Reigns is a megastar, Cody Rhodes. I really hope that he will bring the title home. I'm a Cody crybaby, let me tell you. And I was so mad when actually the first plan with The Rock taking Cody's spot was unveiled. I was so mad about it. And all of my friends actually knew because I was so vocal about it. So I guess I'm a big Cody crybaby, let's say. But I'm pretty excited for the whole event and the whole experience, let's say.
You and me both. We're both Cody crybabies. So, but you're going to both nights then?
Yeah. Yeah, we booked the trip for both nights. We wanted to experience the whole big Orlando, you know, we didn't want to actually enjoy it half just one night. So we wanted to go all in, let's say.
Right. And you're going to WWE World as well, right? You're going to check out all the figure reveals there.
Yeah, actually, I don't know what will be revealed then, but we are excited because whatever will be revealed, we will be excited because every time we see reveals live, it's such an amazing experience. We saw the reveals in London last year before Money in the Bank. So we saw the reveals about the Elite 104, especially with the AJ Styles new torso, the Brown Breaker, the build-up figure Virgil and British Bulldog. So we were pretty excited back then. So I can't even imagine how excited we will be at WWE World, which I'm still not used with those new, about those new names, because I was still thinking that it was called the Access, like
right.
It was always called.
This is the first year that they've changed it, but yeah, you got to see a lot of things over there during that Money in the Bank weekend. I think they even showed the Greatest Hits Elite Wave that just came out earlier. I think it was either late last year or earlier this year, but the one with the canceled Bray Wyatt figure, I think you got to see that in person,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It was such a nice figure to see live. And when they actually canceled it, we were pretty much boomed, but we were also stoked because we saw basically an unreleased figure. So actually seeing new figures live where you can actually spot all the new details, that's awesome actually. And we actually got to even meet Bill McKenna, the main Mattel WWE designer. He was so open with us. He was so friendly and he answered all of our questions about tricks and stuff, about figures, clothes, accessories. It was a nice conversation. So we're looking forward to actually meeting once again, and even Steve Ozer.
Yeah, it's going to be at a whole other level, though, during WrestleMania weekend.
I hope so.
And I think that they just announced that Sunday, WrestleMania Sunday, they'll be doing the panel with CM Punk. So that'll be pretty cool, too, if you get a chance to check that out.
Yeah, that will actually get us over the moon, I guess, because me and Brandon are huge, huge CM Punk fans. And we hope to see new Mattel reveals about Elites or Ultimate Edition Punk, which I guess Mattel will cash in,
They should.
So they have to, not they should, they have to. Because if Mattel doesn't release Punk figures, we riot.
Well, you and I have been talking about the, and we can get into some of the news here, but the CM Punk return figure that they put out, the Elite figure, he's in the white shirt. He's got the pants, you know, it's a street gear attire, but it's from the 2023 Survivor Series. That was supposed to go up for pre-order this week. It got delayed until April 7th, which is that WrestleMania Sunday. And I'll be mulling one of those punks to you eventually. You know, I'll be sending that to you as we do, because it's not easy to be an international collector. And sometimes I end up picking up some things for you. You pay me back. I send them to you, you know, and we've got a whole system that we've worked out over the years. But that figure, you're pretty stoked about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, not immediately, let me be honest about it. But I was not say bummed, but I was like, that's a strange choice by them. Because I thought they would have selected a much easier figure to make for a first return punk. I thought they would have selected like an old attire from 2009, 2010, 2011. They could have gone so much easy on him with a previous, even an already released figure of punk. But instead, when I thought about it and discussed it with Brandon and Craig, aka the NWF, and with you and other guys, that figure grown on me. Because one, I'm a huge street gear collector. I love to collect street gears. Two, that represents an historical moment, a pivot moment in WWE, because Punk returned after 10 years, basically. And that's quite a nice figure to collect, even as mock and as loose. So you can actually represent a very historical moment in figure form. Plus, double jointed arms,
mm-hmm.
full sleeve tattoos, which Punk never had so far. And also, it seems like they're making not the original one, but they're making at least a replacement for the Pepsi tattoo.
Yeah.
Which should be awesome for us collector.
Yeah, you're selling me on it, because I was a little kind of bummed out when I first saw that it was that, you know, just kind of street gear attire. But the more I think about it, it is a historical moment. We are getting the full sleeves. We're getting the double jointed arms. We're getting an updated head sculpt. You know, I can sell myself on it. And really, as far as like attires go, there are really only like two choices. And one of them was black trunks for a house show match. And the other was his Royal Rumble attire, which I'm sure we'll get either in Elite or Ultimate form very soon. So,
well, if you ask me, I guess if I have to pick, I guess I'd say they will make the Rumble attire in Ultimate Edition form as soon as they can.
Yeah.
Like first time in the line Ultimate Edition Punk, I think they will go full with the Rumble 2024. And also, speaking about the exclusive Mattel Creation Punk, I'm not sure about it, but they might use a new mold for the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about it, but that intrigues me.
I think you might be right there, too. And from what we heard from the Major Wrestling Figure podcast was they're going to do that Survivor Series entrance way as well. So it'll come with some very cool packaging that kind of makes it stand out. And, you know, if you're somebody that's into figure photography or something like that, that'll be a nice bonus.
Absolutely. And if it's in ball joints, you might even be able to pose him as sit down.
Yep.
With the crossed legs and with the tattoo with the mic in his hands. That might be an awesome figure, actually. That's a little bit underrated, I guess, by us collector. But if you think about it hardly, that's a very nice figure.
Yep, and he comes with that extra black CM Punk logo t-shirt as well. And it's $25, so we're probably talking about $35 shipped. So yeah, it's not going to break the bank, thankfully. And I think that this is probably the right place to put a figure like that, where it's made to order, and once it's gone, it's gone.
Exactly. And plus, if the price is very close to an official mainline Elite figure, so it's not, as you said, it's not like a $50 figure, which would have been not worth it. 25 is quite a good price for it, I guess.
Well, speaking of Mattel Creations, it was a big week for the reveals. They had the revealed event, and they showed off a lot more than I expected that they would show off. And it started with the Colosseum collection. The next wave is going to be Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase. Definitely looking like they're LJN figures. I'm stoked on these. This is definitely hitting like my era. I know you're a Ruthless Aggression guy. Yeah. Like, how do you feel about this wave?
Actually, I don't want to say that I accepted it. I mean, I really like the whole look of the packages, the concept that they're giving to it. They're allowing fans like you and many others to relive the childhood memories with the Hasbro's figures, the LGN ones. So it's quite a great idea. It seems like it's doing very well, the whole Colosseum series. I really like the Ted DiBiase, actually, because of the clothes, which mm-hmm. look super, super detailed. The Ricky Steamboat looks a little bit plain to me in terms of deco, but it's understandable. They can't actually afford a very colorful Steamboat and in the meanwhile make a super detailed Ted DiBiase. But it's a very nice set to me. And I actually didn't expect them in the line very soon, because they released Ted DiBiase not so far ago, I guess, in the Legends line.
Exactly. And this wasn't a pairing that I would have guessed. I wouldn't have figured that DiBiase would be paired up with Steamboat. But, you know, I don't know who you would... I guess if I were going to pair Steamboat with somebody, I would have done Randy Savage. But, you know, you don't always get what you want. And
yeah.
And I think
but,
that...
it depends by the rights, I guess, that they have at
exactly.
certain times.
And maybe this is an indication that they don't have the Macho Man rights back yet. But one of the things we are getting, you mentioned the Ted DiBiase suit. We haven't seen that since maybe the early 2010s when they released that first entrance greats Ted DiBiase with the removable suit. And,
yeah,
you know,
and
the
it
other
was in
is,
basic form.
Yeah, exactly. And then as far as Ring Trunks DiBiase, we received that Hall of Fame figure, I think, or Hall of Champions. It was one or the other. And that was like a store exclusive. And we haven't seen DiBiase in just, you know, elite form in Trunks. And we've obviously never seen him in, you know, ultimate form.
Actually, I really like the idea of giving those big guys at least one Ultimate Edition figure in the line, which could be even a regular one or an exclusive line, one like the Colosseum line. So it's well deserved to have an Ultimate Edition Ricky Steamboat and Ted DiBiase, in my opinion. So they totally deserve it. And I wonder, I'd like to play a little game with you. If we have to pick each one of us two figures for the next line, because I already have a couple of ideas about it, if you want me to tell
yeah,
you.
please do. Let's hear who you would put in next.
I'd say Dusty Rhodes and I'd say a British Bulldog might be a great choice for a Colosseum Ultimate Edition line, because they might complete, well, Bulldog might complete the Heart Foundation with Brett and the Anvil, and Dusty, because it's overdue. It's overdue now. We need a Dusty Rhodes in Ultimate Edition form with a new torso. That might be really interesting to see what type of torso they will choose for Dusty.
I would love to see a Dusty Rhodes. He never did have an LJN, but I would like to see them sort of play around with guys in that era too, the way that the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast is playing around with the big rubber guys and, you know, filling in some of the blanks there.
Exactly.
I think that, you know, I would probably guess on like the most obvious pairing, which would be like the Ultimate Warrior and Honky Tonk Man, because I think that they could do a really good, I mean, we've received some jumpsuits in the past, and we just got one not too long ago in a, I think it was a Greatest Hits Legends line, but I still think that they could really make something there. And man, if they would redo the guitar where it's not breakable, I think that that would be kind of a cool change up from that breakable accessory. And then I would like to see that Ultimate Warrior, you know, in that line. And I think that there's ways of doing it that, you know, differentiates it from the other Ultimate Warriors that we've received in the past.
Which tracksuit would you use for Honky Tonk Man?
That's a good question, because he had the blue in the LJN line, but I don't know. I think that there's like some classic, like that green tinted version that we'd never really received before. I think would be a good one to go, like early days Honky.
I'd love to see a black one, which was used even at the Rumble 2001.
That would be really sharp.
And you could use even Honky Tonk Man as part of the Attitude Era in the Rumble 2001, when he actually got smashed by Kane.
I think that's a great idea. Well, I want to talk
both
to you
guitars,
a little. Yeah.
Both guitars, one breakable and one not breakable.
That might be
the big.
Then you're satisfying everybody. I like that.
I don't know if Bill can actually afford everything for the figure, though.
That's a strong like deco and accessory like budget that you're going to have there. Well, one of the things that they are doing that we learned was a Legends of the Territory era 4-pack. It's elites, but it's going to be Harley Race, and he's going to come with a version of that NWA Heavyweight Championship. They kept calling it the Territory Championship, so I think that they were trying to like skirt things a little bit, just like they were doing with those LJN belts in the Coliseum Collection wave. You're gonna get him. You're gonna get Superstar Billy Graham with the WWWF Championship, Muhammad Ali in street gear, and Gorilla Monsoon. And this is really, you know, pulling back to that 1970s era that Mattel has only really scratched the surface on. How are you feeling about these figures?
I was really shocked when I saw the NWA title, let me tell you, because I thought that somehow, somewhere during the line, they would actually have the proper spot to fill it in. And I thought they would have released it with Ric Flair somehow, some way, when they had Ric Flair under contract. But it seems like they didn't have the proper chance to make it. So as soon as I saw the pictures yesterday, I was really shocked, because I was like, a new NWA title, I need to get like 10 of them. And also because I will for sure, spoiler for you, I will use them for a couple of guys in TNA for sure. And Superstar Billy Graham deserves for sure another figure other than the one they already made.
Yep.
And now I'm really looking forward to see a new Billy Graham in street clothes with the jeans on. So that might be really interesting to see. But other than that, even the new WWF belt looks really cool. And then actually that teases us that we might see new belts never made before in the near future. So that's really exciting about it. Like the AWA and the NWA tag team titles, which we desperately need for Tully Blanchard and Dan Anderson for sure. So that's awesome.
Yeah, this seems to open like a Pandora's box of possibilities with championships that they can do. And it's like, I don't know if like some switch flipped within WWE where, you know, now that they're signing off on some of these things that we haven't seen and that, you know, are some deeper cuts, you know, this is, we're talking 50, 60 years ago, as far as, you know, when these championships really were, you know, the thing. But I think it's that long, at least at this point, because
I feel nowadays, in the last couple of years, WWE and Mattel are more, let's say, prone to scratch the surface for new titles, new characters. They have the tools, they have the contracts, I guess, to make them, and they feel more free, let's say, to make them. So that's really cool for us as collectors too, being able to feel, let's say, that Mattel is really trying to go into deep cuts.
Yeah, and the willingness on WWE's end to sort of play into this. And, you know, we're going to get, you know, that Superstar Billy Graham is going to have the double jointed arms. He's going to have different tie-dye look. You know, he's got a very cool tie-dye t-shirt. I mean, if this were just Harley Race and Superstar Billy Graham, I would have been stoked alone, because that Harley has been a major want for a lot of us that wanted that Starrcade era. And, you know, I don't know if you watched the Revealed event, but Steve, they went to the WWE archives and they started talking about Harley Race and that robe. And it was like, I'm like, oh, they're teasing it. And then you know, they absolutely delivered on it. And this thing apparently is going to go up for pre-order in the spring. And then that doesn't even talk about, you know, Muhammad Ali and street gear, which, you know, did we really need? But, you know, they're definitely getting the most out of that Muhammad Ali contract. And then you have Gorilla Monsoon, who, you know, I remember Gorilla as a commentator, not a wrestler. And so the first time I looked at that, I was like, oh, that's Gorilla Van Vader.
Yeah. I felt the same actually about it for Ali and for Monsoon too. But once you stop thinking about it and you concentrate on it, I think they're doing the right thing. Like, they have to cash in as much as possible on guys that don't have a lifetime contract with them. So we don't know the details, but I guess they might have a three year deal contract for Ali. So I guess they're trying to cash on in as much as they can with pretty much every gear that he wore during the appearances that he made. So kudos to them, because they're trying to give us every attire possible. So to me, it's a great idea, rather than just having another guy, which we already have. We have time for that. But it seems like sometimes we don't have the proper time, and we didn't have the proper time, like figures that got canceled because the contracts ran out. So we don't want to actually feel that we missed an opportunity.
Yep.
So more about them, the better.
Yeah, and they're taking full advantage, because he's getting WWE Superstars figure. He's getting a retro. He's, you know, in the main event basic line. He's in, you know, he's in every line at this point. He's got another elite. Well, he has an elite figure that's coming. So yeah, they're taking full advantage there. And I think this gives a lot of people hope too, that we're going to get another commentator, Gorilla Monsoon, in the near future, because clearly they can make Gorilla Monsoon figures. So hopefully that's on the way next.
I hope so. I hope so, actually.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't all they showed. They showed some retros, but, you know, we don't really talk about retros much. I think we're both more into the modern style figures. And they did give modern collectors something that they've been wanting, which is Elite Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci. We're getting an Imperium Tag Team Elite Pack. You excited about this?
Absolutely, 100%. And I'm totally fine with the look of both of them. Vinci looks very ripped in terms of the arms.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty accurate to me. And Kaiser looks so awesome with the... I like the torso choice, actually. It has to grow on me a little bit more, but I don't dislike it at all. I like the arms. I like the look of the heads, which are, in my opinion, so much better than the basic ones that they recently released. So really kudos to Mattel for releasing those new Imperium one. And we really needed them for a long time now, to pair them with the Elite Gunther that we got recently.
Yeah, we definitely needed them. And I think this shows that Mattel is going to use Mattel Creations to its full potential now, because this isn't the only tag team pack that they were teasing. They said that, you know, there's at least one and possibly more going to be revealed during WrestleMania weekend. So you're going to be on, you know, high alert, looking out for those tag team packs.
I guess I take like thousands of photos.
Yes.
I guess.
Please do, and share them with me. I'll be dying to see them. So, and then speaking of like two packs, we just saw today the Championship Showdown 17 packs, which are the main event basic style figures. You get Roman Reigns and Jey Uso in one, Gunther and Rey Mysterio in another, and then John Cena and Austin Theory in another. So Are you collecting these? Are you excited about basics again, or is it going to be sort of a case by case basis for you?
I do actually. I always like the basic line, actually. As of late, before the switch that they made over the crotch piece, I felt like they lowered the bar just a little bit, but now they found the perfect solution, even for only elite collectors, to get into the main event line, which I still call basic line.
Yeah.
I'm an hardcore old fan. Yeah, I think that it exploded when they revealed the LA Knight basic line.
Yep.
Which looked awesome, and I saw a lot of guys actually picking basics up, not only because it was LA Knight and other guys in it, but because of the look of the torsos, the legs now. You can actually use them to convert them into elites if you're a customizer. If you're not a customizer, that's good. You can actually pose them more realistically, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about the new main event line, and also by the fact that with the championships in the two packs, they're giving detailed championships, like the plates for the Reigns belt, the plates for Gunther. That's a nice touch to me. Won't make you feel they're just filler basics into them. They give attention to the details to them.
They definitely are. It's definitely an upgrade on some of the championships. I think that Intercontinental looks pretty clean, and the United States looks, I mean, it's not an easy belt for customizers to make. So, you know, the best we're going to get is from Mattel on that, at least at this point, from what I've seen. But yeah, I think that they fit in, the figures do, more seamlessly into your collection than those stiff basics with that T crotch that, you know, you can't move the legs around. Having them on ball joints is such an upgrade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And plus, they got me into it when I saw the new basic Shawn Michaels in the two packs with British Bulldog, because you can actually pose him like he was doing the switching music.
Yep, you can,
so
definitely
that gives
can.
You the idea of how the new basics really got closer to the elite line.
And basics have had, the best thing about them have been some of the head sculpts, and you're getting some cleaner head sculpts for someone like Austin Theory that, you know, he's had some goofy head sculpts in the elite line. So this is an upgrade over, you know, the elite ones that we've seen so far. So I want to talk a little bit about the Jazzwares Vault, and it opens this Wednesday. I believe it's at noon Eastern, so, you know, set your calendars and clocks for that. We're going to get three wrestling figures to start with. We're going to get an AEW Supreme Malakai Black, and then two Ring of Honor figures, one of Kenny Omega and one of Claudio Castagnoli. They're priced fairly reasonable considering, you know, this is one of 5,000 figures. So the Malakai will run you about $39.99, and the Ring of Honor figures are $35.99 each. So what are you thinking about the Jazzwares Vault? Are you excited for this to open? Like, how do you feel about this?
Actually, I like their concept about opening hidden doors, let's say, about Ring of Honor figures. If I have to select my dream Ring of Honor figure made by Jazzwares, will be a Roderick Strong one, because he was such a pillar guy into Ring of Honor. So I'm really keen to see if they will make one, but I'm pretty sure they will. I really like the fact that they're giving us pretty much fair prices, let's say, and they really incremented their quality in terms of clothes, in terms of quality of the plastic used, the deco, the head sculpts. So Jazzwares, I feel, is really improving in the last couple of years. So that's really exciting for collectors. And I even about the Supreme line, I feel they're like the comparison to the Ultimate Edition ones in Mattel form. So the last ones that we got, the Cody, especially the Punk, that sold like hotcakes, I guess they can continue to do so with Malachi and future ones. I don't know if I have to pick any future Supreme one with the new signings they got on. They will for sure make a Will Ospreay, I guess.
Oh, hands down.
And Kazuchika Okada.
They've got a whole slate of new characters that they can make in that Supreme line. You mentioned Ospreay, Okada, Mercedes Moné. So like they've got three right there that they should be working on at this moment if they're not already. And then, you know, they've got a roster of guys like Jay White who are perfect for this. So yeah. I hope that they really start diving into this. And this Malachi Black figure is one that the previous one, it was essentially a ringside exclusive. So if you missed on that, you missed it. And this gives collectors another chance, or at least 5,000, you know, of them will be made. So, you know, once this opens up, I think that that's going to be the one to go after is the Malachi Black. But these are the two Ring of Honor figures that I was probably the least excited about that they had previously announced. I was looking for that Bryan Danielson, and I'm a big Danhausen guy, so I'm stoked to get him. But yeah, this is the perfect place to do a Ring of Honor line, because I don't think retailers would be taking this or as excited about, you know, some figures from 2008, you know, like we're talking about nearly 20 years ago at this point. So those are some definite deep cuts.
Exactly. Even with the Punk, the Ring of Honor Punk that they made, they have the chance to make Samoa Joe and Adam Cole, Strong, as I was saying, Kyle O'Reilly. So they have a lot of chances. So I guess they are actually testing the water with Claudio and Kenny with those figures, because I feel they might actually, as I was saying, testing the water and see how they sell. And eventually they will continue with the line with more intriguing characters, let's say.
They definitely have the golden era Ring of Honor guys available to them, essentially. You know, that's Samoa Joe and, like you said, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, Young Bucks. Like, they can hit a lot of the high notes from that period of time, and Bryan Danielson being one of them as well. So I'm excited to see what they do with this. And once we do get the Briscoe brothers, because we do know that they're coming, that's going to be one of the hottest sets that they do. And I would highly recommend that they do that made to order, because I think that they're going to be more than 5,000 people wanting those figures.
They have Nigel too, actually. That's Nigel, right? McInnes.
A Nigel McGuinness would be a knockout like that. That should be wave two.
Nigel. I was a huge, 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 huge Nigel McGuinness fan in Ring of Honor during his feud with Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
With the spike hair. And
that's the
reverse
look,
belt.
Man. Yep.
The reverse belt. And that looked awesome. And even when he got to TNA, I was a huge fan of him.
Yeah, what was he then? Desmond Wolfe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I loved him.
I think that they've got a lot of opportunity there that they can tap into and do it, you know, through this e-commerce platform. So I think that's pretty exciting. So look for the vault to open this week. And, you know, that's pretty much the news of the week so far. So, you know, you're coming to the U.S., are you going to do some figure hunting while you're here?
I'll try the most I can, actually. I will tell you.
Yeah.
I already told Brandon that if we can go to a Walmart or to a Toys R Us, if it's available, let's hit it.
Yeah.
Let's hit it because we have to. Because the for us, especially for me, the feeling about having the whole toy section ahead of me, and we can actually pick up and select which figure to get without actually having any computer or laptop in front of us. That's exciting, let me
Yeah.
tell you.
I
So
bet
as
it's
long
not
as we...
easy being an international collector, is it?
Not at all, not at all, because of international shippings, custom fees, the availability of the figures online. Sometimes they launch new lines with when you don't have the availability, because we have lives out of this. We have to rely on other expenses. So sometimes we have to give up and say, I can't buy this figure this month. So having those in front of us will be exciting for sure. And even at WWE World, we can actually try to pick up every figure we want. I will tell you, I will try to grab them the most I can.
Well, I'm excited for you to have that opportunity and to be able to, you know, check things out while you're here. But this has been awesome.
I really hope to find Monday Night Wars Scott Hall, let me tell you.
I hope you do. And if you don't, I'll keep an eye out and try and track him down for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing this. This has been great. And I want to have you back after WrestleMania to sort of give me the full rundown of, you know, the sights and sounds and, you know, getting to see the figures firsthand and hopefully doing some figure hunting and having some success.
For sure, man. For sure. I was looking forward to do once again that.
Thanks for listening to the Wrestling Figure News Podcast. Please like, rate, review, and subscribe. A big thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the Wrestling Figure News Podcast theme, Hackers. We will be back next week.